Stone from Florida Folk Life Programs. It's January 23rd, 1994. I'm at the residence of Felix and Augustine Omevin. Is that how you say it?
Exactly.
What's that address again?
325 Northwest 133 Street.
Right, in North Miami.
North Miami.
Yes. Okay, and we're talking about the apprenticeship in African dance. And first I'm going to interview the apprentice drummer, Moses Campbell. Now, Moses, you were born in La Crosse, North Florida, in 1944. Good year. How long have you been in Miami?
Most of my life.
Since you were a little boy?
Since I was a little boy.
Okay. And how did you come to know these the Omevin brothers and get interested in this dance?
Well, I was at the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center, and they visited. I don't know if you heard of what was happening, but they stopped by.
And that was about 1980.
Right,
yeah,
1980. Yeah, and I was drumming, and they paid me the highest compliment I've ever received. When they heard me play, they said, he plays like a native. So I've been using that ever since.
All right, great. You already studied the African drumming some.
Well, yes.
How did you study?
Well, through listening records, mainly natural. Natural. The first time I touched a drum, I was told that I was good, and that's how it kind of started.
Okay. And how long have you been drumming?
I touched a drum in maybe 74.
You play all drums with your hands or any sticks?
Mainly hand. Hand drum.
I know there's a lot of people involved in the Yoruba culture. Are you involved in that? Or?
No.
Okay. So you're just interested in your African roots?
And drumming, yes.
And drumming in particular. Okay.
Well, his kind of drum he'd be doing is different from acrobatic dash drum.
So right? You're going to teach him a special drum.
So he's going to be the first person to play this drum out of my tribe. Since the history of my tribe.
Wow.
So he's going to be the first. And I hope one day he'll be able to compete with the people in my town.
Take him to Africa.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you said.
Hey.
Because I still have a dream to bring a lot of dancers from Africa, you know, just over here, you know, just for show display.
Yeah, maybe somehow we can help you with that.
That would be great. That would be great. It's been my dream for the past 8 years. Yeah. I mean, the best dancers, a lot of the elders in the village don't allow to compete in the dance. Because those dancers with your naked eyes, you can't really see their feet with the ground. So they don't allow them to compete because they said it'd be the human imagination.
And what is this dance? What's the African word for this dance?
Igbabolenimi.
What does Agbobo?
Igbabolenimi meaning crapping for the dead. Because this dance, Igbabolenimi, was a dance developed by the hunters. The hunters, they went to the jungles and they saw the baboon flipping. So when they get back to the village, there they told the people, let's go and observe how the baboons are flipping and, you know, like dancing. So after observing the baboons, then they came back home, they started to practice it. So ever since then, in the whole Nigeria, where we have more than 275 tribes, only my tribe, Ishan, from Benin Kingdom, really do this acrobatic dance, you know.
How about that twirling, you know, it's horizontal.
Which one?
The cartwheel, you know.
The cartwheel.
When you put on the body stocking.
Yeah.
Which one? Where does that come from?
The Mukwene.
That is the real Babalene. That is the real Babalene. Every other thing around it, we dramatize it.
Uh-huh.
So this is a dance we dramatize. It's always a dance that we try to make people's imagination to say, what are they going to do next? Mm-hmm. We can never guess what they're going to do next. Mm-hmm. You know, we try more to dramatize the acrobatic dance.
Okay.
You know, so the one with the costume on my brother Phyllis wore, that costume is from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sew it at home. Men go to the wood with hand machine, mm-hmm. to sew them in the wood.
So it's secret.
It's a secret.
They don't even let women to see where they sew.
So it.
That's why I think, in my own opinion, that's why they call it the clapping dance of
for the dead.
To make the women to keep away from knowing the secret of.
You know, there's always a secret between the men and women on this. Although the women, once we're outside dancing, the women always jump to clap hand and sing. Mm-hmm. But when the man want to go into that costume, no woman is ever allowed to be around that area, you know. And in my place, I'm from Ishan, which is from Benin Kingdom in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
In national competition, we are the only one, you know, with acrobatic dance, mm-hmm. that always get into it, you know.
Uh-huh.
So for you to know how to do those flipping, that tumbling, it is something you have to learn when you're very little. So usually once you pass the age of 12 to 15 years old, you can learn that flipping, mm-hmm. you know, that tumbling. You have to learn it when you're little. So once you know how to do it before 15, you don't have to practice. It's just in you.
Right.
You know.
You're saying in Black African American?
Black African American. When they're doing African dancing, the dancer follow the drummer.
Right.
But in African acrobatic dance, the drummer follow the dancer. So the drummer always concentrates,
uh-huh.
on the feet of the dancer.
Uh-huh.
So whatever the dancer is doing, the drummer will be able to follow him up.
Uh-huh.
You know, not only Black American doing African dance, the dancer will follow the drummer. Uh-huh.
No. So what are some of the different acrobatic moves you're going to do?
Okay, the acrobatic move we're going to do, when they're flipping, uh-huh. he'll be able to support them.
Okay, it's flipping.
Right.
You do forward flips and backwards?
Right.
Backward and sideways.
And sideways.
Flipping. Now the sideways, that's when he whirls like that.
Right. Then the tumbling, that is the most important place we need him. Because without that drum,
Now what are you calling tumbling?
The tumbling is the one you go in the circle, like the one he put on the costume.
Right, okay. That's where you put on the full body.
Right. So when he's doing that tumbling there, with that drum, you can't really go two or three times. With the drum, you keep your heart beat with that tumbling.
Uh-huh.
You know? Then that's one. Then the second goal is when he's not tumbled, there's a lot of movement. It's like the drummer just follow him up. When he move, there's a way he follow him up.
Uh-huh.
When he move his hand, he follow him up with the drum.
Uh-huh.
So he get to a stage, you know, the dancer can always talk to the drummer.
Uh-huh.
And the drummer can always talk to the dancer.
Okay.
Yeah, the beating of the drum is like talking.
Talking to the dancer.
Dancer with the drum.
And the action is going on.
Uh-huh.
So that is the goal I really want to achieve with him.
Like talking drum.
because right. He would be the first person outside my tribe to really play this drum.
That's great.
Yeah. Even in Nigeria.
Even in Nigeria. Nobody outside our tribe. You know, Nigeria, we have about 275 tribes. Mm-hmm. No other person from other tribe ever get play this drum.
How large is your tribe? How many people, you know?
My tribe should be about a million.
A million?
About a million.
And what is it again? What's the name?
Ishan.
Can you spell it?
I-S-H-A-N.
Okay. Just like it sounds.
Exactly. Okay. So we're from the Benin Kingdom. From the Benin Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then let me tell you a little bit about their solo. Their solo dance, that is the one where you see them just pull on
the grass skirt.
The grass, yeah. Right. That is a solo dance from Mission Tribe.
Uh-huh.
The fire we eat with that and the glass, we get that from my ancestors.
Uh-huh.
Because Felix and myself, we're from the religious healing tribe.
Uh-huh.
From 1504, my ancestors have been the herbalists in Benin Kingdom.
Herbalist.
Yeah. Right, uh-huh. In Benin Kingdom. So my great-grandfather was an herbalist, great-grandfathers, and my uncles.
All the way back to 1504.
So eventually, we still have to do ceremony to wash our hands so we know how to use different herbs and leaves in different illnesses.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I'm still going to do that eventually, you know.
Okay, and when you eat the fire or eat the glass,
right.
that is a show of faith, is that right?
Okay, eating fire and glass is part of a ceremony, you know, where you just show your faith,
mm-hmm.
you know, with your mental ability, you know, to demonstrate your understanding with your own faith with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we thought eating fire and glass was a normal thing until we came to America here. You know, people say, wow. It's like when we were little in the countryside, they made children of my family cannot have a dog as pet. We always have scorpion as pet.
Uh-huh.
Your family allow you, your parents allow you to have scorpion as pet if you are a male child.
Uh-huh.
You know, but they understand scorpion is poisonous.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, they show us the leaf we can always squeeze in our hand, put a mac in our tongue, and squeeze that juice into that mac.
Uh-huh.
So no matter what, the scorpion will want to sting you, it will realize it can sting you, you are a friend, and just climb.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that Asolo dance, eating glass and fire, is something from my own heritage of my family.
And that's called Asolo?
It's Asolo, right.
How do you spell it?
A-S-O-L-O.
Okay.
Asolo. That is the dance we do. But eating the glass of fire, we call that Obo dance. O-B-O.
Okay.
O-B-O. Dance. So we combine a solo and obo dance together.
Uh-huh. And then when he puts on a body stocking?
Right. That's a Babylon.
Can you spell that?
Yeah.
Long.
Yeah. Ibabule.
That's doing the
acrobatic dance.
Now let's get while we're talking about that. How about the goals for Akila?
The goals for Akila know how to flip. So what we're teaching him is how to tumble.
Okay, so he knows flipping.
Right, he's catching up with flipping.
He's catching up with flipping, and he's meeting up a little bit, meeting up with the tumbler.
With tumbler, tumbler takes a little while. That takes a long time of practice. Uh-huh. Not just practice on apprenticeship is not even enough. He got to do a lot of practice on his own.
Right.
And he's doing that very well.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's already doing that.
Since I've been doing that dance, everybody they be trying to make that flip. Nobody can able to catch it. But now it's catching
it. It's catching up pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
So the goal the second goal is, first of all, he's learning how to do all those flips on the grass. Uh-huh. Then eventually, we can always put him on stage. Uh-huh. He build his confidence up gradually until he go to a smooth stage, whether that with concrete or with wood, you know.
And so knowing about the main point of that dance, like the cultural part of that dance.
That's the cultural
part of that
dance. So how many, is there several different dances he's going to do?
Yeah. We're going to put him on the acrobatic dance. That is the one flipping and everything. Then we're going to put him into a solo dance.
Okay, so two different.
Right.
That's good. That's funny. Very good. Okay. When did you guys start doing this dance? When you were boys?
Yeah, when we were boys, from the age of, I would say, 2.5, 3 in the countryside.
2.5, 3 years old?
3.5, 3 years old.
And who'd you learn from?
Usually, we have what we call the Native Sunday, which is every 5 days. The Native Sunday, the elders in the village, which I would call from the age of 22 to the age of 45, they organize this dance where everybody about 5:30 just get together and do this dance for about 30 minutes.
That's every fifth day?
Yes, every five days.
Every 5 days.
Right, we call that the Native Sunday.
So
for you to qualify to wear this costume.
Now, is it every fifth Sunday or every 5 days?
Every five days. You know, the English Sunday.
So it's going to be a different day of the week.
Yeah.
Right. For English.
The English Sunday is every 7 days.
Right.
But the Native Sunday is every 5 days.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So then.
You get more days off that way.
Exactly. Then, before they allow you to wear the costume to dance, you have to compete among your age group. You have to be the best to wear the costume to dance with the others. So nobody per se will really come out. You might see an elderly person might just stand like kids playing outside. But this play is always in form of gymnastics. Everything is always in form of gymnastics. You make up your own dust. You know, sand dolls, you know, where you do your flippings. You know, sometimes you have an injury when you're really young.
Sometimes you use the coconut something.
We have a coconut
support your flipping.
Coconut branch.
Right.
You use as your step. You dig it to the ground. Then when you run, you stand on top of that to make your flipping. You know. So you as a little kid, you have to organize this on your own.
Uh-huh.
You know, but if there's any injury, the elderly is always there to use the native medicine. So we never had any serious injury
broken necks or anything.
No.
Paralysis.
You know, we really have a very good medicine when it comes to healing the bone.
Uh-huh.
You know, And once you pass that stage, they watch you competing with your mates. Then by the time you get to the age of 10, 15, then they see you good. Then before, then you actually be members of the acrobatic dancers.
So how old?
You have to be from the age of 15.
Uh-huh.
You know,
that's the earliest.
15 and 18.
And I got blue.
Right.
Do you tie that into? Do you have a rites of passage or whatever when you become a man?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Tie it into part of that.
Exactly. It's tied into part of that one. Once you go into that adulthood.
Okay.
You know.
So that's a big step.
It's a very big step.
It's probably a big, big motivation. You really want it.
Oh yes, exactly. You
know, be very proud.
Exactly. Those days, before you do that again, they do what you call. You go to the wood by yourself with your age group. Mm-hmm. You stay in the farm, set traps all night. Maybe you do it for 3 months. You know, no adult will accompany you all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they teach you how to overcome fears. Then maybe you do it for 3 months. Then the third month, then the parents will support you to pull up a very big festival. Then when you finish that, then you can join this acrobatic group.
Then you can put on that custom uniform.
You know, then you are not an adult.
Now
you can't just put on the uniform like that
when you're little. Then there's one we used to have too. It's like we have different tribes. I would say we here on North Miami Beach. Then we go to a city in West Palm Beach. Then the people in West Palm Beach will come to North Miami for 4 days. They will all come, when they come in their cars and truck, they will pack it, they will all walk towards maybe the city hall. When they get to the city hall, then we from the North Miami, we will stay on the other side. We walk towards each other. The person you pick, you call it your friend.
That's the one you harbor in the house.
That's the one you will harbor for that 4 days.
You know? Have another.
For 4 days. So you feel it, that'll be competition.
Like a family.
Mm-hmm. There'll be a competition between Miami Beach West Palm Beach
in the
who is visiting North Miami.
Mm-hmm. So
then the following year.
But that, wait a minute, let me make sure I get it straight.
Okay.
It's your competitor.
Exactly. Yeah.
But he's your friend.
It's your friend. You call him friend. Exactly.
You might not know them.
You may not know him. Right. That's the first time we're picking him.
As soon as you pick him, then he stays at your house?
Right.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great.
Then you continue there. But then you continue to visit each other. The family turn to family friends. So the following year, you don't have to choose. He don't have to choose. So when I go to his place, I'm going to stay with her.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes he really developed a strong family friend.
Sure.
You know. So we use this dance too for cultural. So we use this to socialize with different tribes. You know, festival that goes on for about 4 days. You know.
Now when you do this, are you still single? You're not married? Or does it matter?
Oh, but you have to be an adult to be able to choose a friend.
So you're married? Or not?
It don't necessarily mean you're married.
Either way.
You can be
but
single,
you got to go through the ceremony into adulthood, you know, to choose a friend.
Oh, that's interesting. And then you have 4 days of
dancing and competition.
Uh huh.
You know.
What else goes on besides the dancing?
Okay, at that one, the oldest costume from these two group of two different villages.
The oldest costume.
Right. If they pay us visit, the oldest costume from my place will only come out that time.
Once in that year. They put on that costume.
That is the oldest costume. Uh-huh. But we always have a belief that person who is in that costume possesses a lot of power.
Uh-huh.
For instance, there's no rain. Rain will never fall in that 4 days. If at all the crowd is coming down, rain is coming down. That's where the kids are always very. That's where the kids are always very excited. So we hope rain will fall. We want to see it, you know. Where the person on the old costume, we have, you know, like that calabash. Uh-huh. They have different black things in the calabash, where he can just turn something out and blow it to the wind. I mean, you can see the difference in the crowd right there. You can feel it.
You can see the crowd, you know, clear up.
Clear up. So it's a belief, no matter what that festival is going on, there will never be a rain to disturb it.
Wow.
You must start it and finish it without rain. You know.
That's great.
Yeah, so those activities follow it up. So,
and you say it's competition?
Yes.
Is there judges? Somebody who judges it?
But the kind of
that is to judge the best dancer.
The best dancers. But they don't put it as if people from North Miami are better than the other. They put it on individual performance.
Uh-huh.
You know.
But there's judges?
Yeah,
somebody tells you that you won?
Exactly, there are judges. Uh-huh. But the elders too, they have some they don't allow to perform in the competition. That is the one I'm really interested to bring to America.
Those are the ones that are too good, huh?
Those are the ones. You see, when my brother was doing his flipping, his tumbling, you can see his leg, you know, touching the ground. But that one, you can't see it. All you can see is like something, you know, just
second. It's so much that you don't even know what time it took the ground.
So I really want us to look for equipment where we can go for slow motion. I said, what happened to your leg, you know? You know? So they just do it for, you know, competing with conference. But when it comes to tribe and tribe, villages and villages competing, or we're going for national activities, the head has said, no, you build the people's imagination. It's no more fun.
You know?
That is in Africa. But that's supposed to be the real fun. If you can build the people's imagination, you know. You want me to change the eyes there?
No, it's fine.
Can I say the one?
Then in your tribe, is every male does this dance?
It's not every male. There are stages where you get to, you know, you can't compete. Uh-huh. You know, you can never get to the position of wearing that costume. So you give it up.
Okay, so some guys don't make it.
Some of the guys don't make it.
Uh-huh.
You know, some guys don't make it.
Is it, you know, 1 in 10 or half of them? Or what?
To wear that costume?
Yeah.
Well, I would say maybe 1 in 100.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you're both.
Oh, yes, exactly. Exactly. So we were lucky. My godfather was a very old man. So because in every tribe, in every villages, when you are the oldest, you have a post.
Mm-hmm.
So you being a post, and having that post, so it kind of adds to your confidence, you know, for uh-huh. people to allow you to have wear this uniform,
uh-huh.
this costume. You know, because mentally, they are your advisor.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have injury. Yeah. If anything's going to happen to you, they give you that mental confidence,
uh-huh.
you know.
Uh-huh.
So you need that complete backup.
That's very important.
It's very important.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah, when you're doing that tumbling, you can't worry.
No, no.
You got to be sure you can do it.
Exactly, you uh-huh. know.
Now, do both of you do? Can you do that too?
Yeah, I can do that.
Your brother usually does.
That. Yeah, my brother usually do that. It's okay. You get to a stage. You is like me. I give them that mental support.
Uh-huh.
I can't go in there to tumble.
Uh-huh.
You see, I'm the one. We have a lot of Nigerians here who can do that tumbling. But the problem is, they don't have time to get close to me.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I have a lot of them when I first started this dance in Miami here. Mm-hmm. They came the second time, they said, wait a minute, this thing involves a lot of mental art. Mm-hmm. Who's going to give all this mental support? Mm-hmm. I say, I will do it. They say, it's more than that. You got to have spiritual support. Mm-hmm. I said, it's not true. You know, that's a myth with mm-hmm. the dance, mm-hmm. you know. But they can't see it. They can't understand it. It's like I have two guys, they are really, really good. Mm-hmm. In their life, they've only known how to tumble outside, daytime light. Mm-hmm. Then I talked to them, but they never had have any rehearsal with me. Then they did this tumbling on the stage with the light. So to them, it's like every light is making a circle in their eyes. Mm-hmm. You see? But I never really realized it was going to be a problem. Because the first time Felix and I were going to do it in the college, everybody said, you can't do it. They said, we won't allow you to do it. Nobody will support you on the concrete cement. So I called him up. I said, hey, you know, before you get to the ground, I will fall under. So we have confidence on ourselves. You know?